Hello and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. This is season 2, episode 8, everybody, even though Luke will tell me it's not. Speaking of which, you probably will hear him munching away on his lunch as we go. We are in a different space again this week due to the exams, so do bear in mind there might be a little bit of background noise. Mostly Luke eating his crisps. I love that you saved the noisiest food to the point where we go on air. Thanks, Luke. Cheers. So, how's your week been, everyone? All right? Yeah, pretty good. Do you remember shrugs don't show up on the screen when we're doing a podcast? Pretty good. Why pretty good?
I thought a lot of the mocks were really good up until the physics mocks this morning, which I hated.
Was this one a bit tough?
This one was probably the worst.
Okay, so the worst or last?
I disagree.
Which is good, because physics is our last GCSE.
Okay, so someone disagrees. Why did you disagree?
Because I found like they gave us the difficult science ones first, and then physics was just easy going. Well, not for everyone.
But for you, you found... Yeah. What about you, Charlotte? What do you think?
Biology was the easiest of the sciences, then chemistry, then physics.
Okay.
Biology might be the easiest mock this week, full stop.
Okay.
No, the easiest one would be maths.
And this is the thing, everyone thinks differently, don't they? So it's always really different about what people think. Oh my goodness me, what a week we've had. It's been busy, busy at Bay House as always, so we're going to pick up the buzz from the corridors. We're going to start off with votes for schools, as we always do. That's a tough one this week, because these guys weren't actually in tutor, they were getting into their exams. So I'm going to literally throw this at them live on air. Because today is International Women's Day, we have themed this week's crunch, this week's votes for schools, around that. So our vote this week is, should the gender of your role models matter? So should the gender of your role models matter? So let you have a little think. What do you think about that? Should the gender of your role models matter?
I think it depends on what your role model does, what they do.
Okay.
And what inspires you. Because if your role model is to be like the first female astronaut who goes to Mars, you might have to look at the first female astronaut who went to the moon. If there has been one, I don't know.
Okay, so what you're saying is if your aspiration is to be the first astronaut on Mars, do you need to look at that person?
Yeah. Or if you want to be the first so-and-so in that field.
Okay. Charlotte disagrees. There's a disagreeing face. I recognise it from my lessons regularly.
Well, no, because it's just the role model, and what they do isn't different depending on their gender. They're still doing the same work as anyone else in their field.
Okay. So it's the gender is irrelevant because what they're doing is the same as anybody else in that field. Yeah. Is that what we look to a role model for? Is it that we look at a role model and go, okay, because you've done it or something like it, that's why I'm picking you as a role model? Or do we look at them for the things they represent, what they embody, like resilience or self-regulation or kindness?
I feel like people definitely, like, for me personally, like, I look up to my mum quite a lot because she's doing a nursing degree at the moment and she's had 3 of us and... Well, I'd say that it's quite, like, obviously there is the aspiration there and it's sort of like, wow, if she can do that, then I can do that.
Okay, so what is it you admire about that in her?
I just feel like...
Hi, Mum!
I feel like she's just been really resilient and, like, we're not the easiest kids. Like,
newsflash, no children are. Just for all those of us aspiring parents out there, they're all tough just in different ways. But yeah, okay, so you admire that resilience in mum.
Yeah.
Cool. Whilst also doing her degree in nursing. Big up to the heroes again. I just feel like we stopped clapping at the end of COVID, didn't we? And forgot that the heroes of the NHS exist. So yeah, awesome.
I don't really think it's that we forgot. I think it's that in COVID, everyone was inside all the time, so we had the opportunity to. Whereas now, people are back at work, back at school, going out again.
Back at being quite mean to the NHS.
It's not
being... You need to check the stats.
My mum's a nurse, so I'm not saying it shouldn't happen.
Oh, no, it definitely shouldn't happen. But, not as in, like, the clapping, the kindness to them, but the things that do happen to them definitely do happen, and it's horrible.
My mum got hit with a jug.
Wow!
Once. Yeah.
So that's the things that shouldn't happen. And, you know, a nurse, generally, is a role model. Because they embody so much. Particularly that sense of an academic achievement. For studying to be a nurse, but also the things they go through every day, the strength and the kindness and the resilience and the time management, the control, the courage in the face of things, and absolutely, they're a role model. Does it matter if that nurse is male or female?
No.
Not really, because that's the same person, isn't it?
They can perform just as well.
Yeah.
So I've seen it in a lot of the programmes where the females always get sort of talked down to by the patients and male doctors when sometimes they're better than the male doctors themselves.
Mm.
It drives me up the worst.
There are sort of depictions of that, aren't there? By the big up to your mum being a nurse as well.
I feel like that also touches on like the stereotype that a woman has to be a nurse and a man has to be a doctor when that's not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Funny enough, within my own family, that was something. So my children asked them, well, I'm a stepmum, they asked their biological mum what's the difference, and they basically said, well, a nurse is a female doctor. There's a sense of, okay, so there's an equality between what nurses and doctors do, which is what you were talking about this summer, but actually there's, it's more that actually anyone could be a nurse and anyone could be a doctor. It's not divided by gender like that. Interesting. Because there's a rise of role models through our social media platforms and perhaps gender becoming more of a focus for some of those role models, and maybe that's why we're being asked this today. Tractor, by the way, folks, sorry about the noise. Who knew? So why do we think that is more of a focus now? We'll wait for the tractor to pass.
The tractor
or the fashion. A little bit of both. There is instruction. This is why we like our normal classroom, folks, because it's lovely and quiet. So why do we think there's more of a focus on the gender of our role models right now, particularly through our social media and things?
Because a lot of us use social media now. Like, it's back 20 years ago, it was like Nokias and like little brick phones.
Right? There was no social media. It was just like how many times you had to press a button to get one letter.
Yeah.
But why is the focus of that social media become about the gender of our role model? Is it the things they do? So how we're going back all the way back to sort of Luke's astronauts. Like, is it that the things they do are stereotypically gender-based? So you have influencers that are looking at what it is to be a man and the physical fitness and strength and those things. I hate to mention the AT gentlemen in the loosest sense of the word, aren't you? But then we have other influencers that are focused on fashion and makeup and like getting your glow on and all those sort of things, and they are stereotypically female. Although I'm a big fan of Brad Mondo and the hair stuff.
Who's Brad Mondo?
You don't know who Brad Mondo.
But then all the girls in the room reacted like that. That's terrible, isn't it? We are not helping our cause here, ladies. But ultimately, he's a stylist who like basically helps people sort their hair out. It's awesome.
He's pretty good.
He's a great role model. Really good role model. Yeah. It's... Do we have a definitive answer? Is there a yes but? Because I know how you hate sometimes, Luke, that the question's yes but, no if. But that's the whole point of them, because they're designed to develop not necessarily a definitive answer, but a debate. Do you think there's a definitive answer to this?
Yes, I think there is a definitive answer, and that is no.
Okay, so the question was, should the gender of your role models matter? And we have a definitive answer from Luke, no?
Yes. No.
I love doing that. So your answer is no. Correct.
Correct.
Charlotte, yes or no?
No.
No, I agree. No, it doesn't. If you think they have the traits, the character traits, like we have at school, of resilience, kindness and self-regulation, if they have those character traits that you admire, then they're your role model, no matter how they identify as a gender. Nice. Deep. Deep o'clock, everybody. Sports fixtures next, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do so. We've had a busy sporting week. We've got loads of really exciting stuff that's happened. I'm going to hand straight over to Summer.
So, the year 9, I think it was netball. Because I had a typo.
Like I said, voice notes next time.
We won 6-0 with Porchester. Year 10 football, football with Cam's Hill, we won 3-1 and I think we're in the final.
Woo!
Year 10 football also won against Porchester 2-1.
Nice.
And the year 8 and 9 netball team won 20-0.
Yes! That was, good. I think, was it Wednesday they went out? They 20-0. And when I spoke to the girls before they left, they were like, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to go, or it's going to go anyway. 20-0. That is a serious win. So can we just give a mini round of applause to everyone this week? Just because it's really hard to hear, although tractors apparently. Yeah, well done to all the sporting fixtures participants this week, and thank you to the PE guys for taking them. It's always that extra bit on the end of your day that is often thankless, but thank you. Next up, our hot chocolate winners for this week.
This week we had Olivia, Olive, Amelia, Luca, Katie, Holly, another Olivia, Lenny, Ralph, Ella, a third Olivia, Yasmin, Amal, Abigail and Lily.
Oh, and Mrs. Perry as well. I got hot chocolate before you did. Liars! Actually, they're having it now and I don't get it, so it's fine. But yes, so they're brilliant stuff. Well done to everybody who's got Hot Chocolate Friday this week. There's been some really interesting things that they've gone in for this week. Some, I know we've had in the past, we've had some contributions to the Holocaust Memorial Day. We've had contributions in lessons. And it's just really lovely to see so many people getting their rewards. So it's fantastic. Don't worry, your nomination has actually gone in.
Yes.
Yay. My outbox. I didn't say it's actually going to go into me. So no. You have had a nomination. Don't panic. I will.
Talk to me, someone, not you.
Stop cursing
it, Luke. The competition, just the competition. So it's been an interesting week for other reasons in school. What else has been going on? What else have we had? Well booked is my favourite day of the year. I love it so much.
And Miss Perry did have a stunning costume.
I told
you. It was
you.
Actually quite pretty.
I told you.
She caught me yesterday.
Yeah, just sort of sitting there. They all walked into my classroom at the end of the mock and went, standard. Just not much mention of the fact I was sitting there in a full headdress covered in snakes. That's like one step down to how I normally do it. Normally, for those of you who aren't, you know, weren't around yesterday in school, I came dressed as Medusa and had a sort of fan headdress covered in snakes. So I will often then plait my hair with wire as part of the plait and then form that into snakes. I back comb the end of the plait so it looks like the shape of a snake's head and put goggle eyes on it. It's great fun. So that's a bit of a party. You've got to take it seriously. Was anyone else really well dressed yesterday?
There was two people walking around in suits with sunglasses, and I was like, oh my god,
absolutely,
that's just amazing.
Yeah, yes. I love the Men in Black.
Yeah, the Men in Black were great. That was two of the Year 9 lads. There were some bananas from Bananas in Pyjamas running around the school. If you saw a banana,
yeah,
hope you didn't slip over on them.
Definitely
the Oompa-Loompas.
Yes, so sorry, lunch. I think it's Mrs. Cotton's Robin Hood.
Yes. Oh, what did she have on her top, on her chest? Did you see? Did you see what she had on? Did she have a slogan on?
It was like, tax the rich or something.
Tax the rich, feed the poor, absolutely. So yes, Miss Cotton, who is our politics teacher, so obviously quite a topical character. Last year came as Maleficent, this year she came as Robin Hood, outstanding. Did anyone see Mr. Starkey yesterday? Do we know the book he was based on? He was a character from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and literally he came in, I went, oh, Hitchhiker, because he was dressed in his jeans, his t-shirt, his dressing gown, and a towel all day. Outstanding, so really good. There were some nice fairies floating around school, because it was about myths and legends this year.
Oh my God, no, Jack and his bandit t-shirt.
Yeah, there's a few kind of tenuously linked ones. There's a couple of random elves and things like that. The English department, lots of them walking around with cloaks and things from their elvish creatures.
Little Red Riding Hoods.
There was quite a lot of Little Red Riding Hoods. Mr. Willis came as James Bond, the legend that is James Bond. Does he have a tux? Yeah, that's who he was. That is who he was.
Charlotte thought he was the Penguin from DC.
Don't tell him that.
He's listening.
He listens every week. Hilarious! Oh, Mr. Willis, Danny DeVito. No, I don't see it.
I first thought that and then realised no, it's not.
That's mean. Oh, I thought Mr. Willis was particularly dashing in his tux.
Danny DeVito's a legend.
He is a legend, you're right, as is the Penguin, so, you know, fair enough. That's hilarious. Who else? Oh, Mr. Adley was dressed as a cricket legend. I can't remember which one it was, from his was carrying around the autobiography of a cricket legend, but kept getting mistaken for a student all day because he looked so youthful in his kit, which was quite funny. I can't remember who Miss Duff was dressed as, but she had the book out and it was incredible. It's like this real kind of, this real tough girl character from one of the young adult fiction groups, novels. And I was really inspired by her as well. She showed me, she's cool. Yes, and I obviously went Greek mythology / Percy and went for Medusa. So there's a couple of Medusas. Yes, actually there were three of us on staff that Medusa'd it up. She's a bit of a legend. I know the English team were all looking at Medusa in lessons as well, so it's quite nice, a little theme that we broke there. I love World Book Day.
Yeah.
Why don't more people dress up?
I was going to, and then I was like, no, because everyone, all the attention will be on me. So I was going to do Bellatrix from Harry Potter, so I got a black dress, and I was like, no, because I would just have all the attention if I do that.
I feel like...
it would have been awesome, do it!
From a Year 11 perspective, yesterday we had two mocks.
Yeah, fair.
And if we dressed up, we might have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, fair.
I was going to come in with pyjamas.
To be fair, I was going to go in my Stitch pyjamas.
Yeah, so you could have pyjamaed it up. Yeah, nice.
So maybe if we didn't have two mocks.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't sort of scheduled against the mocks, maybe it might have been easier.
Yeah.
Why do you think younger years might not?
Embarrassment.
Goes back to that, everyone looking at me thing.
The judgment from older people as well.
Yeah. There was a Harry Potter running around yesterday. He's a little bit upset though, because he left his wand in the STEM centre and then went back and it wasn't there when he went back. So if anyone's seen Oscar's wand, can you let Mrs. Perry know? I'll get it back to him. I'm not sure who it was, whose wand he had, because I've got Ginny Weasley's wand, but I don't know whose wand he's got, but it's a proper wand.
I think
from
I have Hermione's.
Have you got Hermione's? Yeah. Nice. That's a nice one. It's quite simple. I like Hermione's wand. Anyway, Harry Potter talk. I did tell you about the Dobby, didn't I? And I showed you the picture, so you know I'm a Harry Potter geek out. I was really impressed with some like the younger years that went for it yesterday, but you're right, there is that pressure and not wanting to necessarily stand out in front of everybody, and if no one else dresses up, how will I feel? But you know what? It only takes a few people to be brave to build that critical mass that everyone then starts joining in. The Men in Black looked great, didn't they? They were just bossing it all day yesterday. It was amazing. I loved it.
I think they won World Book Day, even though they're not from a book.
Do you think they definitely won it?
Nice. Isn't Men in Black like a graphic novel, though?
It might be.
I think
it is a film, but then so is Harry Potter, but from a book. Lots of films we see are from books, and that's what's so beautiful. Because I've never watched, here you go, I've never watched any of the Hunger Games films.
I've only seen one recently.
I refuse to watch them because I love the books so much. And as much as I love the Harry Potter films, the books are so much better. And I feel that if I watch the Hunger Games films, I think Luke's going to not talk to me again. If I watch the Hunger Games films, I think they'll ruin the books for me because I love the books so much. Like, I'll get to the end, then I'll read Songbirds and Snakes, and then I'll go back to the beginning again and I'll read the whole thing again.
The thing is, I like watching a film, then reading the book, so then I can picture those characters.
You are 150% incorrect.
No, it's like Dune Part 2 came out last week. I loved it. So, the second I got home, I started reading the book, and I can see all these characters. I think it makes...
It helps you with your imagination.
Especially with such a long book, because it's 550 pages.
I have read it. I read it when I was roughly your age, actually. It was one of my mum's favourites, so I read it to try and figure out what she was going on about. But, yeah, and I read it, but I always do it the other way around. I read the book, then I see the film, and then I'm disappointed. So, because you can never fit as much. I mean, if some of the Harry Potter films were as long as the books, we'd still be watching the final one now, I think, and it would have started 10 years ago. So I get it, but I don't think my husband keeps going, "Do you want me?" No, I can't watch them, particularly now Ballad of Songbirds has come out on film. I can't make myself watch it. I can see, and I think maybe that one I might watch, but I don't, because it's not connected to the other three.
I went and saw it, but obviously it was like 3 hours.
And you've got to be a very sort of type of film to enjoy it, but I liked it.
Okay. All right, fair enough. What type of film? We're in a film studies classroom now, come on.
I mean, you've got to be more interested in the plot and the characters and the world rather than just be there for...
The special effects and the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll be fine. And I quite like a dystopian as well, so a bit of that's good. Can I point out to you folks, we do need to close up for the day because we're nearly at the end, and we've managed to get it through an entire episode of Bayhouse Buzz without mentioning food, apart from Luke's crunchy munchies. So, congratulations, very nice, beautifully timed. I'm going to open the sweetie jar so they can all have a sweet before they leave as a thank you, and we'll say goodbye for this week. Remember, no one can see you waving, so goodbye everyone. Bye!